Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame here. Cindy Bates is our guest. She's VP of Marketing and Sales for Microsoft Small Medium Business in the United States. And Cindy and I have known each other a long time. She's been on the show over the years. We're glad to have her back. We've been talking about disaster preparedness. And Cindy, thank you for this report. I want to remind people again how they can find it again. They can go to Microsoft. What's the rest of it?
It's MicrosoftBusinessHub.com.
All right, MicrosoftBusinessHub.com, and then find 360, what is it?
The Disaster Preparedness Guide will be right there front and center, and then you also can just search either directly there or go to your Bing search engine for Office 365.
Right, and folks, this is a really great report. It's not a commercial report. It's not a commercial for Microsoft. It's just the facts. And there's also a quiz. I'm thank you for making this, including this quiz in there. There's about a 12 or 15 question quiz, folks. You can rate yourself to see how you're doing, how well you are prepared for any kind of a disaster, which Cindy, as we talked about, could be a natural disaster, could be a fire, it could be malware, something comes in over the internet, it could be theft, it could be a hard drive that crashes. I mean, there's so many things that can go bump in the night out there and put your small business at a disadvantage. Don't be like the 40% that the government says who experience a disaster. That 40% of those companies who experience that don't recover and reopen. Don't be like that. And Cindy, one of the ways of fixing that, and this is part of the wonderful capability that small business owners have today that we didn't have even 10 years ago, and that's the cloud-based solutions. And my audience knows I've had a lot of companies on talking about cloud-based solutions. You know, Cindy, we used to call them application service providers, didn't we, back in the 90s and in the last decade. Now it's the cloud, and it's where, folks, you have processing power in the ether, in the cloud. Cindy, talk to us about some of the ways Microsoft approaches this.
Well, what's really great about this is that it does enable not only companies to prepare for disaster in the off chance it should happen, disaster or virtual, but there are also a lot of other benefits from using the cloud. So there are companies, there's a company called OnSite Consulting. They do restaurant hospitality consulting, 65 mm-hmm. employees. They're based out in Los Angeles. And their CEO, James Sinclair, he had his employees in several different offices and a headquarters office, but everyone was on the road all the time, and he ultimately decided to create an entirely virtual company. By adopting technology like Office 365, he actually doesn't have to even think about the concept of a natural disaster because everyone is working remotely.
When you say virtual, so everybody's basically home-based, they're teleworkers.
Absolutely, yep.
Wow.
They're on the road, they're mobile, or they're at home, and he's saved $1 million in costs by doing that for his small 65 employee company. But again, if we're talking about a disaster, he also is well positioned to not have that risk of having his office
because he's decentralized and in the cloud.
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting. I'll tell you, my hat's off to him because I've had teleworkers. It can be done, but it ain't easy managing all those folks. So
that's true.
So good for him. So, but now your program is a comprehensive program. It has a lot of features. It's not just one. A lot of the things that we report on here on the show, Cindy, it's one thing that they do. They do recovery. I mean, they do backup or they do email marketing or whatever. They do one thing. But 365 is multifaceted, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, I would say it's incidentally a great thing to talk about in a disaster preparedness conversation, but it's also the core of it is really bringing the 25 years of office experience to the cloud for small businesses, letting them have the same type of enterprise-level, big company experience with collaboration and productivity and mail, and we talked about webcasts in the cloud, all of that. So simply done, so affordably, and it's really exciting for me because I'm such a passionate advocate. I come from a family of small business owners to see the power of what's now available for a simple $6 a month to small businesses. It's really an
it's
exciting
not only,
time.
It's not only the increase, and folks, all the things that Cindy's talking about and other companies, it's not just the democratization of the power, Cindy. It's also the breaking down the cost down so you can basically rent the capability, can't you?
Yep, absolutely.
And
so
it fits
no
our budgets.
It's no longer capital investment,
right.
It's operating expense. So not one big chunk of money up front, but tiny bits that are very affordable.
And constant updates, too. That's the other thing. That's what I like about
Absolutely.
The cloud. Hey, Cindy, give us the website quickly one more time.
MicrosoftBusinessHub.com.
Check it out, folks. Cindy, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for all you do for small business.
My pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Cindy Bates, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.